up the Ottolenghi Massive. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
Oh, g'day, Tess. What are we talking about on Tessipes?
G'day, Rich. This week we're talking about curry.
Curry?
I thought, yeah, you love a curry.
I do love a curry. I actually am, yeah. I don't know anyone who doesn't, to be fair.
Yeah, neither do I. I thought I'd talk about this today because it is something that I tend to make a lot and also something that I tend to make when I'm not sure what else to make.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is quite good.
No, that's good. I'm a bit the same, and I'm very pleased you're talking about this because I also only have like one curry that I make when I don't know what else to make, and I would like to not just be making the same boring curry.
Well, I've basically what I'm going to talk about today is that I've got a base of things that I will put into a curry usually.
Okay.
And then I kind of freeze that and then add whatever else later on.
That sounds like a very sensible foundation for any good meal.
I'm not sure what you just said, but...
Technology.
I lost connection there for a second, but
just
we'll go with it. Okay, firstly, I want to say if you are interested in getting into, you know, starting a curry journey for yourself and learning how to make a delicious curry, I would get any of the books by Medha Jeffrey. Are you familiar with her? She's a chef, and she's written a ton of... cookbooks for making Indian curry and just like every which angle you could ever imagine.
Awesome.
And she kind of is the queen of the basics and getting started. So if you are interested, I would order one of her books online or something like that and dive into that.
Is she quite like easy to get into as well?
She's like, start from your basics.
Cool.
Which is awesome. Anyway, so to start off with a curry, I feel like you need to have a bunch of spices already in your pantry. So the things that I'd pick up would be obviously onion, ginger and garlic. So those are things that you get fresh. Mm-hmm. But then having in your spice cupboard cardamom pods, cloves, cinnamon sticks, mustard seeds, garam masala or a curry powder, mm-hmm. and turmeric. Those are the things that I feel like pretty much most Indian curry recipes call for.
Okay, that's a good basic.
And they're delicious.
Basic entry? Yeah.
The other hot tip, which I learnt, was that always slice your onions, don't dice them, because then you get that like long caramelized, you know, when you get a curry and it's, you know, the onions are quite long rather than like diced up.
That is a great tip.
Really changes the whole game of it, I think. So slice your onions, saute them for a bit, chuck in your ginger and garlic, just finely diced up, and then you can get into your whole spices. So you can chuck in like cardamom pods whole, maybe one clove, and then a cinnamon stick, and then like a pinch of mustard seeds, and you just let them heat up and toast in the pot.
Are you supposed to like bash cardamom pods before you put them in? I've never been sure.
I think you can do, but I find that they tend to kind of burst open anyway.
Right,
so,
okay.
So I never have done that. I'm more of a just throw it in and
chuck
get it going
in,
type of person. Yeah. And then once those have toasted off for a bit, I'd add some curry powder or garam masala, whatever you have, and some turmeric. Let that kind of toast till it starts to stick to the pan a bit.
Oh, yep.
And then you need to add tomato paste, which is usually like a... I go for two decent spoonfuls of that. Mm-hmm. And you want to toast that off to the point where the tomato paste will start to separate into like an oily, like a cluggy, what kind of looks like burnt, but and an oily mess.
Is cluggy the technical term for that one, Tess?
Look, it's what I'm going with.
Hey, I think it describes it perfectly.
And then after that, let that cook off for a bit. I just add a couple of tins of tomatoes or one tin, depending on how much you're making.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of like the base that I go for to then add whatever from there.
Okay. That
so
sounds like
kind
a pretty
of go
solid
down,
base.
Yeah. So you can make that and then you can freeze it as well. And it freezes really well. And that's an awesome thing to just have. Because then from there, I would say you can kind of add pretty much anything. And what I generally like to do is roast stuff before, or like grill stuff in the oven before I chuck it into the curry. So
what kind of stuff are you talking?
I made a butter chicken recently and that was really good. So I used that base sauce that I just talked about and then I marinated the chicken in the same kind of spices like curry powder and things and chucked it in the oven under grill until it got those... I mean, obviously, in an ideal world, this would be done in a tandoor oven. That's how they usually do it.
But funnily enough, your flat doesn't have one of those.
No, we do not have one of those. So you chuck it in the oven and you kind of get those black charred bits. And you can also do this with cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite nice as well. So you just marinate it, same thing, chuck it in, and it will get a bit kind of like crispy and burnt. And then you can do that before you start making your sauce. Then it will roast while you're making your sauce. And then chuck it into the curry. And if you wanted to make it like a butter chicken, you could either add cream if you've got cream.
Yeah.
I've actually added milk before because I didn't have any cream, and that was kind of fine. I mean, cream's obviously the ideal,
top
isn't it?
Yeah,
it's top tier.
In all situations, and really.
I actually went across to the dairy to try and get some, and they had sold out, so I was very disappointed, so I went with milk.
All right.
It wasn't quite the same, but...
Didn't completely suck, though.
No, it didn't completely suck.
That's crucial.
Or you can do, if you're vegan, coconut cream, which is also very good. And then you can add kind of whatever, like sometimes spinach, peas, if you wanted to roast some peppers as well.
Yum, yeah.
You can roast those. And then kind of make it, or you can not add cream and just make it a tomatoey base. That's also very nice.
That sounds great. So
yeah,
I think...
and then, you know, you can do fancy rice. So you could do rice cooked on the pot with a bit of turmeric in it and make it yellow. That's always fun. I feel like that's quite impressive to people because they're like, whoa, how'd you make your rice yellow?
And I just put turmeric in it, literally just did one small teaspoon of turmeric.
Yeah. Or you can toast off some cumin seeds if you have those as well and chuck them in while you're cooking the rice, and then they'll have cumin seeds throughout it, and that's also quite impressive.
I do like
any of the above.
I think cumin's that one spice I use in everything, probably unnecessarily, but it's just a good one.
Oh, it's really versatile. It can go on so many different things. The other thing as well that I did on the weekend was that I made the buttered chicken, and then I think in the first episode of Tessipes I talked about the dough and making flatbreads. And it's no naan. Like, it's not as good as naan, but it does do the kind of trick, you know? If you've made some of that dough and frozen it, which you can do, which I had done, I just defrosted it and rolled it out into small flatbreads and then toasted it off in a pan.
Yum.
And it was fantastic.
Great. That sounds like a very good meal at home.
Yeah, and I feel like if you've got time on your hands at the moment, because eventually we will start going back to work and being busier, if you can make some of those things and freeze them, it's so handy to have. Like, I think on Sunday I really couldn't be bothered cooking, but I did already have some frozen stuff, and it was awesome to be able to just pull it out.
And you can still feel good about yourself. You can still feel like you achieved something, because at some point in the past Tess actually did you a solid and made that.
Yeah, it's kind of like past tense Tess looking after future Tess.
We love it. We love it.
Lastly, also add whatever you want on top for garnishing. So I planted a little bit of a herb garden on the weekend.
Oh, look at you. Wholesome Tess. I love it.
And I put some chopped parsley on and also some pickled red onions. Very nice. On top.
Good little acidic kick is always nice.
Yeah.
Just remind us of the name of the chef who you recommended people can get the book of. We've had a few texts about it.
Madhur Jaffrey. It's spelled Madhur and then Jaffrey, I think.
Fantastic.
And she's got tons like this. She's released tons of books since like the 80s or something.
Grizzy's texted in to say she also used to have a TV show as well, so you can probably track down some good episodes on YouTube or something.
I think she's actually an actress as well.
Ah,
possibly.
Versatile. We love it.
But she's fantastic. She's really, really good.
Well, that sounds like a great basic building block for a curry recipe there, so thank you very much for that one, Tess.
Oh, and also add as much chilli as you want. Sorry, I completely forgot to say. That is up to your own...
spice abilities.
Yeah. Chili flakes, fresh chili, whatever you want. Just add that in when you add the other spices.
Fantastic.
See how you go.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Tess.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.